Nobody knew how truly cool she was until she got hooked up with the Roomful of Blues band, none of which we're hearing today. But she put out a blues record. Her husband hooked it up, Neil Giraldo, or Giraldo, whatever, however you pronounce his last name. He was a big fan of Roomful of Blues. He thought, I got to get my wife singing with these guys. And they put out a bunch of really cool stuff for another Friday. I hear they're back on the road right now, out there actually doing it again. Got tired of laying around the house. Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. One of our all-time cool tunes. I've been hijacked by a Dorothy Parker site. I'm on two of them, but this is one I've not seen yet. Somebody's put it up, obviously, in her name, but this is great. Listen to this Groucho Marx quote. From the moment I picked up your book until I put it down, I was convulsed with laughter. Someday I intend reading it. Now, that's total Groucho, man. But that's not the one I wanted to share with you. Wait, you know what? I have to think for a minute. I hate when that happens. Don't go away. Let me think here. Okay, let's swing it around the Y-axis. Yeah, that should probably do it. I think that'll work. Yeah, that'll work. Okay. Oh, here we go. Resume. This is a resume. Razors pain you. Rivers are damp. Acids will stain you. And drugs cause cramp. Guns aren't lawful. Nooses give. Gas smells awful. You might as well live. I love that. This is Dorothy Parker. This is the mind of Dorothy Parker. A chick with something else. There's a whole bunch of quotes over here. That would be a good thing for them to cut on my tombstone whenever she went, including here. It was against her better judgment. Yeah, thank you, Dorothy. She was noted for her wit, of course. I mean, and a playwright. And plus, she was the talk of the town in New York back in the day when it actually mattered to be the talk of the town. She was hooked in with that crew. I got to steal this one, too. This is good. What did I come in here to talk about? It wasn't that. It was something else. I can't remember now. It'll come to me. It always comes to me, usually when I'm off the air like a day later, but it'll come to me. Let me get over to this site right here. Oh, it was, here, let's see, Babylon Bee. Yeah, Babylon Bee has knocked it out. I don't know if I stuck this one up there, but I love this. And this is so true. Sad. This guy spent $500,000 on Ivy League education, and all he knows how to do is chant Free Palestine. Yeah. And I guess he's going to go back and major and get it and go further in his degree. In fact, he'll learn how to say, Free Palestine. What's he working on now? What does it say right here? There was another phrase he came up with. But think about that. That's it. Cambridge, Massachusetts. Local man, Asher Grayson, who recently graduated from Harvard with a degree in neuroscience, confessed he feels woefully unprepared. Yeah, and he knows nothing about neuroscience. I got to make sure I don't screw up my timing again here. Posted a couple things on the Facebooks that you simply must see. Where is it? It's not the Dorothy Parker stuff, although I want to share one more. Yeah, why not have torture every day, Becky X says. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Embrace it. What else you got? It lets you know you're alive. Lets you know you're alive. Don't forget. Never forget. It's just a slow, arduous march toward death, one foot in front of the other. Every step more painful than the last. Just a thankless veil of tears. However, there are brief periods of elation, right? Prove me wrong. Prove me freaking wrong. There are those that feel good every day. And I want to kill them. Every time I see them, I think, I'm going to kill your ass. No, that's not true. That's not true. I want some of it to rub off on me. You're on the edge of this alternative bump music Friday.